right, we return, and joining us right now is he's been doing weekly, and there's really a special important reason why what Michael Heller has to say. He's the president of VeriBank.com, V-E-R-I-B-A-N-C, and I'm going to open up by talking about that. He will give you the overview. But when we think about banks, we think about, you know, I don't have to mention all the typical banks. There are hundreds of them around. We think about what they can do for us and what they can do for us. And then when you hear about VeriBank, as I did very good reasons, I came away with the feeling everybody should know about this. This just isn't for one bank to another. And I think that maybe you should kind of highlight the importance, because there are people out there, and I'll play devil's advocate and be quite honest, Michael, who say, well, listen, this is a bank for, it regulates other banks and this, it doesn't affect me at all. And the answer is, the answer is no. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us. And I'm hoping you can just clarify what I just said.
Well, thanks for having me back again, Stu. Yes, that is true. And just for folks that didn't catch our previous interview, we rate banks from a financially safe and sound standpoint. We're completely unbiased. In other words, we have no potential for a conflict of interest. And what do I mean by that? Well, no bank has ever paid us to rate them. You won't find any links to banks on our website. And why do I mention that? Well, a lot of our competition do receive payments from the banks that they rate to rate them, or they get click-through fees. So that's why we highlight that we have no potential for a conflict of interest. We're able to detect over 99% of all bank failures, usually at least 6 months in advance. We have an actuarially based ratings model with the broadest set of tests for analyzing banks. And another one of our core business philosophies is our transparency, in that we've always published our track record. Because our rating model is a quantitative, actuarially based model, we have always published its effectiveness, and you can find that on our website under our rating system tab on our homepage. And because of both our business model and our ratings model, we are the only bank rating firm to have had both our business model and ratings model audited and approved by several insurance companies. So those are the benefits that we offer to anybody using our service. And one of the aspects that we find very interesting that people really don't think about, Stu, is no bank or their regulators are ever going to report an impending failure. Not really a surprise if you think about it, but again, unless you're in this arena, you maybe don't scratch your head and say, gee, if a bank's fail, am I going to get a warning?
Michael, does this work differently than where you got White House leaks? And, you know, we hear this every day in the press. Are there other banks? Is there a connection between banks so that one knows another that's in trouble from kind of prioritized information and they know there's impending doom? Or is that's not true?
Yes and no. Mostly no, because the banker who gets a visit on a Friday afternoon from their regulator is never tipped off that they're going to close that institution. However, in the inner workings of the regulatory, and I'm talking about the FDIC, which is the agency that will actually come in and become the receiver of a failed bank. So about 90 days ahead of time, they will look around the area, and the area may be across state lines, but they'll look for another bank that can acquire either the assets and or the liabilities of that bank that they know they're going to fail. But again, the bank that is going to acquire the failed bank is more or less under a gag order that they can't announce that they're going to assume this institution that the FDIC has brought to them. But in light of that, we can proxy the regulatory scoring that's been done on that institution that's going to fail. For example, our ratings, and our lowest rating is a red with no stars, is usually indicator that a bank is in very tough shape. So if the bank has received a red with no stars rating or our lowest rating for a number of quarters, there's a 40% chance that that bank is going to fail. So that's the good news for people who use our rating system.
Talk a little about how fiduciaries or custodian accounts are covered by FDIC insurance.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, if you've placed your money with a fiduciary and they've placed that money in an FDIC-insured bank, in order to determine the deposit insurance coverage for those deposits, the FDIC will typically need to obtain from the fiduciary supplemental information such as a list of the owner or owners of each deposit and the dollar interest of each owner in the deposit account. So if that all lines up at the time the institution has failed, then there's no problem. However, you got to make sure all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. Otherwise, the time to reconcile the ownership could cause significant problems that could have been avoided by using our service. Because, again, we're able to detect failures of a bank usually, or at least, I should say, 6 months in advance of the actual failure. For instance, Washington Mutual, it was the biggest bank failure. It was a $300 billion bank that failed in 2008. Our rating system had provided over a year's warning of its deterioration. And more recently, Proficio Bank out of Cottonwood Heights, Utah, which failed on March 3rd of this year, it was only a $68 million bank, but we had been warning of this bank's trouble for over 4 years. So our system works regardless of a bank is small, medium, or large.
What if a depositor places money at a failed bank through a fiduciary?
Again, if it's failed, then the FDIC normally finds an institution in the area. You have to underline area because it may be across state lines. As long as all the paperwork lines up, then that deposit will just get transferred to an acquiring bank if there is one. And sometimes there isn't. So if there's not an acquiring bank, then the FDIC starts writing out checks back to whoever the fiduciary is, again, going through to make sure that all the ownership information lines up with what the bank's records say. So it's not what the fiduciary's records say, it's what the bank's records say. And as long as all that information lines up, then there's usually no problem.
So your service is, again, just to emphasize this, I was referring to the general public when we began, but how about maybe a couple of quick words on protection for advisors and CPAs?
Oh, absolutely. If you're an advisor or a CPA or you function in any capacity for the placement of funds in a bank or credit union, or you even help out to establish a new banking relationship, we can provide you with our unbiased safety and soundness ratings and research as a back office resource. And why is that important? Well, we've been referred to as the leading research firm of our kind in the United States by Helen Bruning of NetEgg Investing, because we offer these financial professionals a way to mitigate their banking risk or their fiduciary responsibility.
Michael Heller, President, Veribank. Go to veribanc.com, and perhaps they can help you. Michael, thank you so much. Wishing you a great week, and we'll see you back here next week.
Thanks, Stu. You too.
Bye-bye. Right, take care. We'll be